Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from New Testament, Paul's letter to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. I have fought the good fight, Paul says. I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And now here's some song words from a song entitled Go the Distance from the movie Hercules of a number of years ago. I have often dreamed of a far-off place where a hero's welcome would be waiting for me, where the crowds will cheer when they see my face, and a voice keeps saying, this is where I'm meant to be. In this first month of this new year together, I wanted to pause to consider what I believe God expects from us, what he wants from us each day as we move forward to make this our best year ever. Let me start here. About 10 years ago, I was comforting our younger granddaughter, Ellie, in my arms after she slipped and hurt herself. Something didn't seem quite right as I held her. And so I lifted her head up off my shoulder to discover Ellie's eyes were wide open and she wasn't breathing. Ellie has had worse moments, life-threatening moments, starting at her birth in the journey of her young life. But that didn't seem to serve to make that moment in my arms any less scary for me or her older sister, Hannah, who was with me at the time. Ellie was gasping for air, choking on a cracker in her mouth, which had lodged there in her windpipe after she had bumped her head on the floor in an unceremonious conclusion of an attempt by her to do a cartwheel off the footstool she'd been sitting on. All was fine eventually. A few whacks with the palm of my hand on Ellie's back while dangling her upside down from my arms dislodged the stuck cracker pieces. Had the same thing happen 30 years ago with my goddaughter. Same result. Whacked on their back, dislodged what at the time had been a hamburger. Anyway, then Hannah and I were greeted, thankfully, with a most welcome noise in the form of crying into my shoulder. All was well, once again, as it should be, and Ellie was back with us. A few months from now, we'll mark 15 years since we waited anxiously throughout the early morning hours in an empty dining room lobby of St. Joseph's Hospital in Tampa for the news of Ellie's birth. Instead, the sobering reality which came was of a labored delivery and finally a cesarean section, resulting in our younger granddaughter being confined for 5 days in the neonatal intensive care unit at St. Joseph's Hospital in Tampa with her prognosis uncertain. Maybe that's why Ellie has done cartwheels off of footstools, scaled the face of bookcases to sit on the top of them while the hard floor tile waits below, and has jumped from staircases into my arms, always there to catch any slip or misstep. She's a survivor. But there's more. Maybe that's why she often refuses help, saying instead, Gran, I've got it. I can do it. Maybe that's why she unexpectedly launches herself, precious little self, into one-handed flips across the room while waiting for dinner. But that day of the cartwheel, she wasn't able to do it, and she couldn't breathe. She came up short. Way short. She has before. But then I'm sure we can all identify with similar moments in our lives of coming up short. The key is, what was our response? Did we stop or did we try again? Even though I still worry about and wish she would not do some of the things she does, which create anxious moments for her granddaddy and others, I realize that there is a much bigger picture in all of that for all of us to see and to embrace for our lives, a bigger picture of the life that God created us to live, which includes a call on our lives to live, to believe, to try, to reach, and to become all that you, all that we can be. It's a call to adventure, not to comfort. It's a call to wonder about all that can be rather than to just wandering through life, a call to be all you were created to be. It's a call out of that song I mentioned a minute ago, to go the distance. And we can't do it unless we step out into the areas and the arenas we may have never been in before. And when we do, in those moments, we will have the chance to succeed and we will have the chance to fail. But we will have had the chance, the opportunity to be all we can be in those moments. The rest of our life is still before us. We can quit or we can go the distance. We can take it easy. We can retreat into comfort or excuse, or we can step out into adventure, challenge with him, and go the distance. Which will it be for you? I know what Ellie does. Adventure and challenge, go the distance. She probably doesn't evaluate it from that perspective, but she does leave a trail and an example for each of us to consider following in our own lives. The song from Hercules continues with this: I'll be there someday. I can go the distance. I know every mile will be worth my while. When I go the distance, I'll be right where I belong. When old enough to understand and safely participate, Ellie asked to participate and eventually participated in taekwondo, piano lessons, gymnastics, softball, sewing and crocheting with her Mimi, bracelet making, hip-hop dancing, and ballet, horseback riding, and synchronized swimming competition, including competing in the U.S. Junior Olympics in New York 3 summers ago. Now she's back at dance and ballet. She tries and she reaches. She's even stubborn about trying something again, believing and understanding that God created her special and precious. That's what she hears from those who love her, special and precious. So she believes it. What about you and me? What countertops have you always wanted to scale? What new things are you venturing into today, or do you want to do? What pathways have you always dreamed of following to some far-off place, but your, quote, better judgment, close quote, or practical nature held you back from taking that first step? What footstools have you wanted to cartwheel from? What's holding you back? The fear of failing? Afraid you won't meet someone else's expectations? Don't let that be the story of your life. Don't let that be the story of the life of someone you know and love. What obstacles are in your life keeping you from going the distance? What hurdles stand in your way? The sad truth is that sometimes it's our own attitudes and habits that are the hurdles standing in our way. Things that we need to change to begin to see our potential, to begin claiming the view of our lives which God sees. What excuses have you been using through the years to keep you from going the distance, from fighting the good fight, as Paul said? Maybe something like, it's too hard. It will take too long. Too high. Too many. Not qualified. I can't. Funny. You know, but while we're coming up with all those excuses, God is standing right in front of us with his hand extended and with all the power of creation ready to take us into the next steps of all we can be. And we're saying, it's too hard. I'm too tired. I can't right now. He's pointing into the future, your future, and calling you to go with him, to go the distance, to fight the good fight with him to the finish. And you're saying, you've been hurt too many times. You've made too many mistakes. You've failed too often. My friends, we've got to stop doing that. Instead, we need to do a cartwheel off a stool. We need to climb a bookcase over a tile floor. We need to take a chance, all the while clinging to Christ, the power that calls you and goes with you as you go the distance into all he created you to be, knowing that the God who created you is there with you all the way. The song Go the Distance ends with this: and I won't look back. I can go the distance. It's an uphill slope, but I won't lose hope till I go the distance and my journey is complete. The journey of your life and mine is before you and me. You are the only one. Let me say that again. You are the only one who can travel that journey. The only one who can live it. That's the way God intended it. What's the next step for you to take to go the distance, which he intended for you to go? So at the end of your journey, we can look back with him and, like Paul wrote about his journey to Timothy, be able to say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. Why not? Why not? A new day and a new year. Together, let's go the distance with our Lord into all that we can be and all we were created to be. Together with him. Let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for my friends. I thank you for this new year. I thank you for the reminder that you're there with us, calling us to more, calling us to a hope and a future, calling us to be all you created us to be. And we're the only ones that can be that. You made us unique. Help us to scale things we didn't think we could scale, to reach for things that we've always wanted to reach for but weren't sure we could, to not mind failing, to not mind falling, that you're there to pick us up, to help move us into all we can be, into a new day. And the life we were meant to live. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for your Son. It's in his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.